One of the wall holo displays, floor to ceiling in height, slid aside, revealing a chamber beyond. In the new doorway stood a man. He was tall and impossibly old. His hair was thin and white, his skin like flimsy stretched tight over bones. He wore a well-tailored suit that did little to conceal the cadaverousness of his build. He walked forward at the slow, deliberate pace of a man who did not care that he might be making others wait, and who did care that a misstep might cause a bone-shattering fall. Reaching Treen and Lesserson, he extended a frail hand to the latter.
Moff Lesserson.
His voice was whispery and thin. Senator Bramson. Carefully, Lesserson took the older man's hand and shook it. Faust Bramson was the senator from Coruscant and had been off and on for decades. His most recent interruption in service had been during the years Coruscant was undergoing Vong forming during the Yuuzhan Vong War. Since the return of the New Republic to power, he had resumed his senatorial post, diligently seeing to the orderly and efficient distribution of tax funds throughout the budget.
I am surprised to see you here, Lesserson continued.
Pendulums,
the old man said. Pendulums, Lesserson repeated.
The last war was a disaster.
Bramson paused, considering his words.
A disaster that would never have happened in an orderly society. The new government is also a disaster, imposing ever-tightening controls as Palpatine did in his last years, enacting reflexive, poorly thought-out laws. It must stop.
I agree.
I want to see order. Sensible order restored before I die. Are you the one to do it?
I believe I am.
See that you are.
Bramson turned away and began his slow walk back the way he'd come.
He brings us a majority of the senators on his committee.
Treen's voice was a whisper, one that probably did not carry to the old man's ears.
What about the military chiefs?
We have Starfighter Command in the army. We're working on the Navy.
And so we're clear, so there are no unspoken assumptions. What do you want, other than order restored?
Grand Moff of the Kuriska sector, and 4 dinners with you.
Lesserson suppressed a laugh.
4? Why not 14?
Because, if in 4 dinners I cannot convince you that you should propose to me, and that I should be the first empress of the reforged empire, then I will have to acknowledge that I have failed, and that I must be content with just the status and wealth of the galaxy's most powerful Grand Moff.
She gave him a familiar pat on the cheek.
You and your men can, I am sure, find your way out.
She turned and departed. Lesserson just stood for a long moment. This could work.